Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is chair. C-H-A-I-R.
Really?
You bet your life. Elgin America, creator of America's most beautiful compact, smartest cigarette cases, magic action lighters, finest dresser sets, presents Groucho Marx in the Elgin American show, You'll Bet Your Life, a comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here's that sterling Elgin American, the one, the only...
Groucho!
Last time I saw him, he was coming down the chimney.
Oh, that's me, Groucho Marx!
Thank you. Well, here I am again, old Kris Kringle Marx, with $1,000 for one of our couples tonight. George Fenneman, who's first to try for us?
We invited some messenger boys to the show tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Harvey Crater, and here he comes with his partner, Fred Knopf, who was selected because of his unusual occupation. Gentlemen, meet Groucho Marx.
Merry Christmas, and welcome for Elgin American Compacts. And if one of you says the secret word, he wins a 16-millimeter Apollo Sound movie projector. It's a common word, something you use every day. You're a messenger boy?
That I am.
Who do you work for?
Oh, the Red Arrow Bonded Messenger Corporation.
Where are you from?
Oh, back east.
Far east or the Middle East?
Oh, I think it's more about the middle. Iron River, Michigan.
Oh, that Middle East, I see. Of course, it's obvious you weren't born at home. A messenger boy would have to be born in his delivery room. Are you married?
No.
Do you have a girl?
Oh, that I have.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice girl. What does she look like?
She kind of resembles you.
Can't you get another girl? Mr. Fred Knoth, is that?
That's right.
You were chosen from the audience because of an unusual occupation. What's unusual about your job, Mr. Knoth?
Well, I manufacture bottles to break over people's heads, make rain, snow, fire, earthquakes, anything of that nature.
What's unusual about that? Huh?
Well, I'd like to clarify that a little
bit.
Well,
I wish you would. Huh?
I'm one of the supervisors of the special effects department at Universal International Studio, and that's my job to do the special effects required for picture work.
Do you do any special work around Christmas? For example, could you make it snow?
Sure.
What do you use for snow? Cornflakes?
Cornflakes.
With strawberries and cream or just... straight cornflakes, yeah. Have you ever thought of using snow?
That's too tough here in California.
What's the toughest job you ever tackled in the movie business? Making an earthquake?
No, an earthquake is very easy. I think one of the toughest assignments I ever had was getting some chickens to fly out of a piano. The gag was that when they opened the piano, the chickens were supposed to fly out. When he tried this, nothing happened. So we finally had to just put a wire on each and every one of the chickens and yank the whole works out at once.
What picture was this in? This
that was in an Olson & Johnson picture.
Well, that explains it all. What do you do on your job, Harvey?
Pick up and delivery.
Just what do you deliver?
Well, anything.
Could you deliver the Republican vote?
It would have to be something to fit in the station wagon.
What's that?
It would have to be something to fit in the station wagon.
Well, the vote they got in the last election, you could put in the station wagon. Not only you could put it in the station wagon, you could put it in the glove compartment. Where do you get most of your business, Mr. Crater?
Well, from department stores. Anybody who needs emergency delivery service in a hurry. Mm-hmm.
And how do you handle these emergency calls? In the jet plane?
No, we use a station wagon, but in the downtown area, we like to use bicycles.
You use a bicycle for speed?
Well, sure, I can make better time downtown on a bike than you can on an automobile.
Maybe downtown, but not on Mulholland Drive. Well, you both certainly have interesting jobs, and... Now George has the perfect Christmas gift from our sponsor.
Yes, Groucho, a perfect Christmas gift for any woman. And I'm sure Mr. Knopf's wife will love this sterling silver compact engraved in 14-karat gold. And Harvey's girlfriend will love one just like it. Thereby, Elgin American, of course.
You're a garrulous fellow, aren't you? Anything embarrassing ever happen on your job, Harvey? Such as delivering a message the same day it was given to you?
No, not on the job. But something did happen to me at a party when I was awful embarrassing.
Well, what was that?
Well, it seemed we got involved in a kissing game. And I don't know how it happened, but a hook from my partial plate got caught in between her teeth. And when
slower. I didn't... Where was your girl while this was going on? The one that looks like me. Huh? Don't think I'll ever forget that. Huh? And don't think she ever will either.
Well? Well, anyway, when I finally broke away...
Did you sing Fangs for the Memory?
She said it was a time and a place for everything.
Now I know why your girl looks like me. Now, what's the most valuable item you ever delivered, Lightning?
Well, it was a piece of jewelry valued at $5,000.
You mean they trusted you, a perfect stranger, with all that stuff?
Oh, sure. We're all bonded.
So's old granddad. I've seen him disappear pretty fast. Well, you certainly make an unusual team, and I hope you'll be very happy together. In just 1 minute, you're going to work together as a team for $1,000. But first, listen to this.
It's almost the night before Christmas, and there's plenty stirring at our house. Gifts to deliver, cards to address, and we're far from broke, even giving the best. Elgin American.
The loveliest dresser set for swanky Aunt Carrie. That sensational lighter case for smooth Uncle Harry.
And Mother's Elgin American simulated pearls. Gorgeous strands, earrings, and rope. She'll let me borrow them, I hope.
Yes, our magnificent compact magic action lighter and cigarette cases just couldn't be righter than Elgin American makes them. And talk about values. Elgin American beats them all. Looks like a million. For prices so small.
And there's also American Beauty to save you even more. It's Elgin American's companion line, the extra thrifty adore.
So these last 3 days, do as millions have done. Buy the finest gift made by the only, the one, Elgin American.
All right, let's see if you two will get a chance at the $1,000 question. You're going to play You Bet Your Life, Fenneman, and bring them up to date on the rules.
Each of our three couples has $20. They bet as much of that $20 as they want on each of four questions. The couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $1,000 question at the end of the show. Our other two couples are in a waiting room off stage, so they don't know what's going on out here.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected songs that ask questions as your category. Is that right?
Right.
How much of the $20 are you going to risk?
$10.
$10. All right. Jerry Fielding will play, and you give me the title of this song. Play, Jerry. It's true what they say about Dixie is right.
And they're on their way with $30.
Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. How much of your $30 are you going to try?
20.
Give me the title of this song.
How much do you love me?
One answer between you now.
How deep is the ocean?
How deep is the ocean is right.
Now they have $50.
All right, here's your third question. How much of the 50 will you try?
45.
$45, all right. What's the name of this song? Think again about it. Talk it over between you and give me an answer. The name of that is Don't You Love Me Anymore. You've got $5. Now, how much are you going to bet now?
$3, I guess.
No,
we'll
shoot the
$5. All right, you're going for $5. What is the name of this song? It asks a question. Good and loud, and what is it?
You remember? Remember me.
Remember me is right.
And they wind up with $10.
Thanks and good luck from Elgin American. Now stick around, you might still get a chance at the $1,000 question.
Groucho, the secret word is still chair. Perhaps our next couple will say it. Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected a school teacher and a housewife. And here they are, Miss Betty Pearson and Mrs. Julie Gibson meet Groucho Marx.
Merry Christmas, girls. And if one of you says the secret word, she wins a 16-millimeter Apollo Sound movie projector. It's a common word, something you use every day.
Teachers like that when I went to school.
I wonder if I couldn't take another course or two. School teacher and a housewife, eh? You're the housewife, huh?
Yes.
Julie Gibson, huh? Oh, you're the school teacher?
Yes,
Betty,
I'm
Betty Jane
teacher.
Pearson, huh? Where are you from, Betty?
Well, I'm from Whittier. It's about 12 miles east of Los Angeles.
What does your husband do, Betty?
I don't have a husband.
Well, then you probably don't know what he does, huh? Well, that's the best way to keep a husband happy, if you don't know what he does, huh? But would you like a husband, Betty?
Yes, I think so.
Anybody out here got an old husband and not you? Mrs. Gibson?
Yes.
Where are you from, Julie?
Oh, I'm from all over.
That's a good place to be from.
My husband was in the Air Corps, and we traveled a lot until recently, but I originally came from Florida.
Uh-huh. How'd you meet your husband? Were you in a parachute or something?
No. I was on a house party down in Florida, and the doorbell rang, and I went to the door, and this man stepped in the door and frightened me so much, I screamed and fell down the chair.
Why, did that scare... You don't know it, Mrs. Gibson, but you just said the secret word, which is chair, and George over here will tell you what you won.
A 16-millimeter Apollo Sound movie projector. Now, Mrs. Gibson, you can show regular Hollywood sound movies or movies you take yourself. It sells for $129.50.
How'd you meet your husband, Mrs. Gibson?
I don't have a husband.
What grade do you teach at school, Betty? I'll call you Betty, huh?
That's fine.
That's fine.
Well, I'm in the first grade.
You're in the first grade? What do you teach in the first grade? ABC?
Well, sort of. We teach reading and writing and number work and games and English.
You teach English, huh?
Yes.
How's my English?
Well, you speak fairly well, but sometimes...
Thanks for the qualifying.
Sometimes you're a little careless with your syntax.
You say my syntax?
Yes.
You even got a tax on that now. Mrs. Gibson, who disciplines the youngsters, you or your husband?
I do.
Why?
Well, my husband doesn't like to spank them.
I see, and you like to slug them?
Well, no, it hurts me worse than it hurts them.
You mean they slug you back, huh? Mrs. Pearson, do you believe in spanking youngsters, or should they be allowed to have their own way?
Well, I think you should strike a middle course.
Well, that's certainly the best place to strike, I'm at. Anything exciting ever happen around your school?
The biggest thrill I ever had was the first day I started to teach school, and I stood in my own room, and there were 35 children, which were my own, and I...
How's your husband, Mrs. Gibson?
I don't have a husband.
Still haven't got a husband. Suppose you got up Christmas morning and there lying under the tree was a wealthy... a handsome, wealthy, lovable young bachelor. What would you do?
I'd call the police.
That's a good idea. They could hold him until you got a preacher. Now, we'd like you to have perfect Christmas gifts from our sponsor.
For each of our ladies, Elgin American's beautiful simulated pearls. They're the finest pearls made by man. Nothing could be nicer for Christmas.
Thank you very much. They're beautiful.
All right, now let's play You Bet Your Life for $1,000. You run your $20 into more than the other couples, and you get a chance at the big question later. Fenneman's offstage to remind our listeners how much the first couple won.
The messenger and the movie man earned $10.
You selected famous children of fact and fiction, is that right?
That's right.
Now, here's your first question. You have $20. How much are you going to risk?
Ten.
10 or 15.
What was the name of the poor English boy who became a wealthy merchant? He owned a famous pet cat.
Was it Moby Dick? No, that was
He owned a whale, huh?
Was it David Cut?
I'm sorry. It's Dick Whittington, and you should have known that, Betty.
They now have $5.
You now have $5. Well, that's a shame. How much of the $5 would you try?
Oh, $1, I think. Two and a half.
How about... how about $2.98? $2.50, huh? Okay. What was the name of the kid in the Arabian Nights that owned a magic lamp?
Aladdin.
Aladdin is right.
Well, they're on their way, and they have $7.50.
All right, you now have $7.50. For the price of a very fair steak at the Brown Derby. Huh? Here's your third question. You have 77.5 bucks. How much are you going to bet?
7.5.
You're going to shoot the works, huh? What was the name of the girl who had a party with the Mad Hatter?
Alice
in Wonderland is right.
Now they have $15.
You got 15 smackers. How much are you going to risk?
$15.
$15. What is the name of the little wooden marionette whose nose grew every
Pinocchio.
Time he
talked?
Pinocchio is right.
Now they wind up with $30.
Okay. Thanks and good luck from Elgin American Compacts. Now, in just 1 minute, our last couple will play You Bet Your Life, and then we know who gets the chance at the $1,000 question. But right now, I want you to pay attention to this.
Good gracious, I've nothing for the Johnsons yet.
Oh, gifts for girls at the office.
Heavens, what can I get this late for Jim's boss?
Keep calm, folks. It's not too late to buy the gifts that will make a big hit, do you proud, and look more expensive than they are. Elgin American gifts for men and women. Exquisite compact cigarette cases, dresser sets, luxurious simulated pearls, sensational lighter cases, magic action lighters. An almost endless choice of the most wanted gifts, all at real value prices. Gifts with the world's finest designing and craftsmanship. The prestige of the leading name in its field. The thrill of saying, it's an Elgin American. So make your last minute shopping a big success. Tomorrow, buy the first in fashion, first in value gifts of them all. Elgin American Gifts.
Now then, we'll soon know who's going to earn the most money and get the chance at the $1,000 question. George, who's ahead so far?
The housewife and the school teacher are leading with $30. And Groucho, the secret word is still chair. Our next couple doesn't know what it is. We invited some college students from foreign countries to the show tonight, and here comes the couple selected by our studio audience just before we went on the air. Miss Ruth Nicole and Mr. Jan Dykstra meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, kids, to You Bet Your Life, and Merry Christmas. And if one of you says the secret word, he wins a 16-millimeter Apollo Sound movie projector. It's a common word, something you use every day. College students from foreign countries, eh? Miss Nicole, is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Parlez-vous français?
No.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch, honey?
No.
Hablo usted español, kiddo?
Oh, sí, señor.
I knew I could do it. Chinese, huh?
I'm from Guatemala.
Guatemala, huh? What part of China is that in?
It's Central America, between Mexico and Honduras in the tropical Central America.
And are all the girls as attractive as you down there?
Well, I don't know. You come down.
I'm sorry to ignore you, but that...
That's a beautiful girl here. That's
right. That's right. Jan Dykstra?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What language do you speak, Jan? John?
Well, let me
How do you pronounce that, Jan?
Jan, that's right. Jan. That's my name.
What language do you speak? Huh?
French. German, Italian, Indonesian, Greek, and then I have a dialect, Frisian. It's a part of Holland.
You're a waiter at Zero's, eh?
And then I speak
all right,
English.
All right, I give up.
I speak English,
yeah,
too.
I should say you do. You speak okay. Very good English. How is your syntax? What part of Holland are you from, Jan?
Well, I'm from Utrecht. It's not far from Amsterdam and The Hague. It is in the middle of the country.
Mm-hmm. What college are you attending?
Oh, UCLA.
UCLA, huh? What college is so fortunate as to have you, Miss Nicole?
Southern California.
What are you taking at USC? You're an English professor?
I am taking English.
You're taking English?
And journalism.
What are you studying, Dutch Street?
Oh, political science.
Political science, huh?
But that is not a Dutch street.
That's no treat at all, is it? How old are you, Jan?
24 years, next what? Month.
24, huh? And may I ask your age, Miss Nicole?
Of course.
How old are you?
21.
Dutch Bob, don't you miss being home for Christmas?
Very much.
Holland is the original home of Santa Claus, isn't it?
Yes, we do have a Santa Claus.
Did he
climb
down the chimneys over there?
No, he didn't climb down the chimneys. Our Santa Claus, we call him Santa Claus, and he didn't come at Christmas, but at the 5th of December. And he himself is a dignified old bishop with a long beard and not a jolly round face as your Christmas man. And he rides around on a white horse.
Does Kris Kringle come down there south of the border?
Yes, but we know him as St. Nicholas.
St. Nicholas.
St. Nicholas. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you want for Christmas, Miss Nicole?
Well, as long as I'm not going home, I'd like the people who have been so damnified by those terrible floods in Guatemala to have a better Christmas because they're going to have a very sad one this year.
That's so. I'm sorry to hear that. Does a Latin American girl ever run into unusual situations over here?
Oh, yes. I had a letter for my father that I wanted to mail. And I went to mail the letter, and I saw a box, and I pulled the lever, and nothing happened. So I said, well, nothing happened. Things go wrong in the United States. And fire engines began to come all over the place. And then came the fire chief and everybody. And then I discovered that this was not a mailbox, but a fire alarm box.
Well, you lost the letter and got the ladder. Right? Now, what are your impressions of the United States, Miss Nicole? For example, what impresses you most about this country?
Oh, there are so many things, but I'd say hamburgers are very special.
Here we have the Grand Canyon, the Chrysler Building, Niagara Falls, Cholula Bankhead. And what impresses her most? A piece of meat on a bun. I mean, what do you like about the United States?
I like the theaters and the beaches. They're beautiful beaches, especially Malibu.
What do you dislike about the United States? And I'll be frank.
Oh, there are many things.
There are?
True, oh, yes. I have
what?
A great gripe against the United States.
Well, they grow gripes out here.
There are those doors that are marked in and out. And if you try to get in and it's marked out, then it goes against your nose and it breaks it.
Don't they have any doors in Central America?
Oh, they are not marked in and out. You can go in whatever you like.
You can?
Oh, yes.
I tried that once and got thrown out. Huh? Well, you certainly are a charming couple. We enjoyed having you here, really. And now, before we proceed, we want you to have the perfect Christmas gift from our sponsor.
For Ruth, this lovely sterling silver compact with 14-karat gold engraving. And Elgin American, of course, the perfect Christmas gift.
Oh, thank you.
You like it, Ruth?
It's beautiful. Thank Mr. and Mrs. Elgin for me.
Not only Mr. and Mrs. Elgin, I'll thank Mr. and Mrs. American.
You too.
And what have you got for old Dutch cleanser over here?
Elgin American's popular cigarette case with today's smart leather-like look. Something to show off to your friends.
Beautiful.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Jan. Now, let's play your bet your life. You beat the other couples, you get a crack at the $1,000 question. I can't tell you how much they won, but George is off stage to remind our listeners.
The school teacher and the housewife are ahead with $30.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected world leaders as your category.
That's right.
Okay, now here's your first question. You've got $20. How much do you want to try?
Five.
No leathers till six. $1 on that.
All right, who is Argentina's president?
Perón.
Perón is right. You can decide on the single answer between you.
They're on their way, Groucho. They have $26.
Okay, you got $26. Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. How much of the 26 will you try?
Can I go one higher?
Oh, go 10 this time.
10? Okay, 10.
Who is the Prime Minister of India?
Nehru.
Nehru is right.
They're climbing now. They have $36.
All right, you got $36. Here's your third question. How much of the 36 are you going to risk?
15.
Okay,
$15. $15. Who is the Chief of State of Spain?
Franco.
Francisco Franco.
Now they have $51.
You've got $51, and here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much will you bet?
25.
Who is the Prime Minister of England?
Attlee.
Attlee is right.
And that means that these people, the college students, with their $76, get the chance at the $1,000 question. And now, a word from Myron Wallace.
The name Elgin American means the very finest quality, designing, finish, and craftsmanship. The best value. In exquisite compacts, gorgeous simulated pearls, magnificent dresser sets, magic action lighters, wondrous lighter cases, distinguished cigarette cases, handsome military sets, fascinating musical humidors. Your favorite store has a complete assortment of the newest Elgin American styles right now. See them. And for your own proud use, for thrilling prestige gifts, always by Elgin American.
And here's the winning couple, the college students.
Ready to try for $1,000, eh? Good luck, and I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you, and no help in the audience, please. Here it is. Now that military government has been abandoned in Germany, who is America's civilian high commissioner in charge of our interests there? All right, Mr. Dijkstra, what is the answer you two have decided upon?
McCloy.
That's right, you win $1,000. You had the right answer, so you win $1,000 from Elgin American Compacts. What are you going to do with all that money?
Well, I'm going to use it for my thesis writing. I hope to get more material from Holland.
And what about you, Ms.
My
Nicole?
My money will go to Guatemala to indemnify it of the floods.
Well, that's a wonderful way to spend it. Thanks, and congratulations to both of you.
Thank you, Ed.
Bet Your Life is a John Goodell production, transcribed from Hollywood, directed by Bob Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. Remember, next week's big question pays $1,000. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this time for You'll Bet Your Life, starring Groucho Marx, presented by the creators of America's most beautiful compacts, smartest cigarette cases, magic action lighters, and finest dresser sets, Elgin American.
Good night, folks. Have you looked at your compact lately? Don't go away now. Bing Crosby's next.
Thank you.